Dear children, welcome to Ruhunuguru Gedar educational program. I am Silda De Silva, in service advisor, Hambantota Zone. Today, I am going to discuss another important area with grade 11 students. Before moving to the lesson, I will give you a small activity. Yes, children, listen to this simple text very carefully. You may feel a little odd about the text. See whether you can understand it. Okay, listen carefully. Dr. Kamal Kumara is a well-known physician in the country. Kamal's parents also have served for the country as doctors. Kamal's parents live abroad. Kamal is a football lover and lives with Kamal's best friend. Kamal's best friend is Kamal's puppy. Puppy is also a football fan. Kamal and puppy play football in almost all their free times together. Dear children, did you listen to the text carefully? What do you feel about it? What are the words or nouns you heard many times? Yes, Kamal and the possessive form Kamals. Can't we use any other words instead of Kamal and Kamals? Yes, you are right. We can. What are they? Good. We can use pronouns. Can you tell some pronouns that you know? Yes. I, we, you, my, her, she are some of them. Now, shall we listen to the same text again? But this time, I have made a difference. Can you guess? Yes, I have replaced the pronouns. Okay, listen carefully. Dr. Kamal Kumara is a well-known physician in the country. His parents also have served for the country as doctors. His parents live abroad. He is a football lover and lives with his best friend. His best friend is his puppy. It is also a football fan. They play football in almost all their free times together. Okay, children. Did you see the difference? What have I done? Yes, I have used pronouns in the place of nouns. For example, instead of Kamal, we can use the pronoun he. Kamals, the possessive form, you can use the pronoun his. For example, Kamal's parents. His parents. Then puppy. We can use the pronoun it. For Kamal and puppy, we can use the pronoun they. I hope that is clear to you. So children, the job of a pronoun is to take the place of a noun in a sentence. Shall we move on to a small activity? Yes. Look at your task sheet. Lesson 18, Activity 1. Lesson 18, Activity 1. Fill in the blanks using the correct form of the pronoun. The first one. Blank. Father is a doctor. Here, we have to complete it with the pronoun, which is also an adjective, and it should denote possession. Yes, what is it? Yes, not I. My father is a doctor. Yes, number two. This bag is... What do you say? Yes, this bag is mine. Can we say my? No, we can't use my here. Although it denotes possession, we have to fill this blank with the possessive pronoun. This bag is mine. Number three. Yes, she likes mangoes. I have no doubt that you all have put that correctly. We have to complete the subject of the sentence, and that is where we have to use a subject pronoun. She likes mangoes. Number four. This is our school. Again, a possessive adjective. The fifth one. We have to complete the object of the sentence. So, I love them very much. I love them very much. Yes, the last one. Number six. I prepared the meals by myself. Here our answer reflects the doer of the sentence. We call these types of pronouns reflexive pronouns. How do we call them? Yes, reflexive pronouns. I hope you have learnt many pronouns as well as some types of pronouns. Okay. What are the types of pronouns that you learned today? Yes. Subject pronoun. Object pronoun. Possessive adjective. Possessive pronouns. And reflexive pronouns. Again, subject pronouns, object pronouns, possessive adjectives, possessive pronouns, and reflexive pronouns. Okay, children. Now I have got the second activity for you to familiarize with these pronouns. Shall we quickly move on to the next activity? Lesson 18, Activity 2 in the task sheet. Okay, children. Now I think that you can complete the grid easily. Fill in the blanks and complete the grid. Yes. Shall we discuss the answers? Look at the first column. It is subject pronouns. Number one is I. What is number two? Yes, that is he. Number three, she. Next, we, they, and number six is you. And the last one is it. Shall we read the answers again? Yes, I, he, she, we, they, you, it. How do you call them? Yes, they are subject pronouns. Shall we move on to the first row? Yes. I, that is the subject pronoun. The object pronoun is me. Then the possessive adjective is my. Shall we read the first column again? I, me, my, mine, myself. Okay. The second row. He, that is the subject pronoun. What is the possessive pronoun of he? Yes, his. And the reflexive pronoun is himself. The other two are given. Shall we read that row again? He, him, his, himself. Yes, the third row. She, the object pronoun is her. So the answers for that row is she, her, her, hers, herself. Next one. Number four. The possessive adjective of we is our. And the possessive pronoun is ours. So the answers are we, us, our, ours, ourselves. Okay, number five. Yes, children, how can we fill it? What is the subject pronoun? Yes, they. Then the object pronoun is them. The possessive adjective is there. Possessive pronoun, theirs. And the last one is themselves. Number 6. You. The possessive pronoun is yours. And the reflexive pronouns are yourself and yourselves. We have to use them with caution in order to match with the context. So the answers are you, your, yours, yourself, and yourselves. The last row. It. The possessive adjective is its. And it is the same for the possessive pronoun. Do we use an apostrophe here when writing its? No. When used in the sense of possession, we don't use apostrophe with it. So the answers are it, it, its, itself. So now you have got a thorough understanding about pronouns. And I think you all enjoyed the lesson very much. Before winding up, I would like to join for the last activity. It is almost like the first activity that we did at the beginning of the lesson. Lesson 18, Activity 3. Look at Activity 3 in your task sheet. Okay. Shall we read the instruction? Rewrite the following paragraph using appropriate pronouns. Okay. We will read the paragraph first. James and Mary were siblings. One day, James and Mary returned from school. James and Mary were very hungry and went straight into the kitchen. James and Mary wanted to eat something. In the kitchen, James and Mary saw a cat. The cat was drinking the milk Mother had kept for James and Mary. James ran out screaming. James was scared. James was always afraid of cats. Mary was a brave girl. Mary was not afraid of anything. Mary shooed the cat away. The cat ran out. James saw the cat running away. James came back into the kitchen. James praised Mary for Mary's courage. Mary thanked James. Yes, children, here you are asked to write pronouns for the underlined words. Let's look at the first one. James and Mary. There are two people. So, what pronoun can you use there? Yes, the subject pronoun. They. Again, James and Mary. What do we write for James and Mary? Yes, good. The answer is they. They wanted to eat something. The cat. Yes, it. It was drinking the milk mother had kept for. Again, the underlined word is James and Mary. What do you write here? Can you use a subject pronoun? No, you have to use an object pronoun. Yes, then we can write them. Then the next one is James. James was scared. So what can we write? He was scared. James was always afraid of cats. The underlined word is cats. What is the pronoun that we can use there? Yes, them. The next is Mary. Mary was not afraid of anything. Yes, children, what is the pronoun that we can write? Great. She. We can use the pronoun she. She was not afraid of anything. Again, the cat. We discussed it earlier. What is the pronoun you can use? Yes, it. Again, the cat. James saw it running away. James, he came back to the kitchen. Then Mary's, it's possessive form, so we can use her. The last one, James, so we can use their him. Mary thanked him. Dear children, I hope that you know how to use the pronouns properly now. So I'm going to wind up my lesson. Thank you very much.